Hey, boys and girls, this is Mr. Coley, and welcome to StudyCast number one. All right, in this broadcast, what I'm going to do is I'm going to help you review for the geography quiz that you're going to be taking in social studies. So before we get started, since this is the first broadcast of the school year, let me kind of explain how I'm going to do this. If you are home and you've got your social studies book and your social studies notes with you, you might want to go ahead, pause this broadcast, get your notes out so you can follow along with me. And if you don't have those things, not a problem at all. That's one of the beauty of the StudyCast. If you're listening on the go, if you've got this on a CD or you're listening on your iPod, sit back, relax, and just kind of listen, and I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to be on your quiz and exactly what you're going to need to know. So let's go ahead and get started. Now, as I told you in class, I don't want you to panic and think, oh my goodness, this is going to be a huge test. This quiz is 2 pages. It's 2 short pages, not a lot of information on it, but we do need to be sure that we know the little bit of information that is on it. The first thing that you're going to be required to know for your quiz is you're going to have to know how to identify the different continents and oceans. If you remember, in class, we passed out the sheet of paper, the map of the world that listed the different continents and oceans. You're going to see a very similar map on your quiz, and you're going to have to know, for example, where is Africa? Where is Australia? Where is the Pacific Ocean? Where is the Atlantic Ocean? On the map, the blank map, it's going to be numbered, and if it says number one, you're going to have to know, what is number one? What is number two? So that map that we passed out in class, really study that map. If you have misplaced your map, you can use one of the world maps in the back of your social studies book. You just need to know where is North America, South America, Africa, Asia, Europe, Australia, where is the Atlantic, Pacific, Indian, and Arctic oceans. Okay? So make sure you study those. You've got everything that you need on that sheet that I passed out and that we went over in class. Okay? So that's going to be one page. One page of the 2-page quiz is going to be that map. Now the rest of the stuff that will be on the quiz is going to be what we did on our notes. Remember that we took a different kind of notes this year. We did not take notes in a notebook. We took notes on Post-its, which are awesome because, remember, we don't have to write down every single thing in the lesson. We just took the important pieces of information and we wrote them on Post-its and stuck them in your book. So when you're studying for this quiz, don't worry about reading all of the chapter, all of lesson one. Just focus on what we wrote on the Post-its. And we wrote 3 vocabulary words and then 1 other piece of information. You have to know those vocabulary words for your test. The first word, or the first term, was landform region. You need to know what a landform region is. A landform region is an area of land that is different from another area of land. A landform region is an area of land that's different, that looks different from another area of land. For example, the land here in Murrieta is going to look a lot different than land in the middle of Kansas or Nebraska or Hawaii or Alaska. The land is going to look different. Places that have a lot of mountains, places that have deserts, places that have plains. The land is going to look different in one region from another. So the definition, one more time, land that is different from another area of land. That's a landform region. Okay, the second thing that we did is you're going to need to know the 4 different kinds of landform regions. All right, and on page 16 in your book, remember there's a map and we took some Post-it notes. There's 4 different kinds of landforms in the United States. Those are mountains, plateaus, hills, and plains. So a landform region is an area of land that's different from another area, and the 4 different kinds, mountains, plateaus, hills, and plains. I mean, mountains obviously are tall, sharp structures, and then you've got plateaus, which are kind of raised flat lands, and then hills are kind of low rolling things, rolling hills, and then plains are just like completely flat areas of land. You would find those in Nebraska, Kansas, places in the Midwest. So I will ask you on the test to name the four different landform regions of the United States. The order does not matter. You can say mountains, plateaus, hills, plains. You could put plains, plateaus, mountains, hills. I don't care what order you put them in, as long as you have those four regions. All right? So that's two of the four things. The next vocabulary term that we did on our post-its was climate. Climate, the definition of climate is the weather that an area has or that a place has over a long time. The weather that a place has over a long time. So if you had to choose one word, climate is the weather. But I need to warn you, like I told you in class, you cannot just write weather on your test because climate doesn't mean weather. It means the weather over a long period of time. For example, Alaska could have a warm day, but that doesn't mean that Alaska has a warm climate. Most of the time in Alaska, it's very, very cold. Alaska has a cold climate because over time, its weather is cold. For example, Murrieta, it's typically very hot during the summer. Now, if we had a cool day once, it doesn't mean that Murrieta has a cool climate in the summer because over time, its climate, its weather is warm. All right, so that's climate, the weather that a place has over a long time. You have to put that over a long time in your definition. And the last vocabulary term was environment. Environment means the surroundings in which people and plants and animals live. The surroundings around people and plants and animals. Okay, basically, it's what's around us. It's what surrounds us, the things around where we live. So the surroundings in Hawaii, you're going to see a lot of palm trees. The surroundings in Arizona, you're going to see a lot of deserty things. The surroundings in, or the environment in Alaska is going to have a lot of mountains, a lot of snow, things like that. So the environment means the surroundings in which people, plants, and animals live. Okay, so those are the four things. Landform region, the four different kinds of landform regions. You have to know mountains, plateaus, hills, and plains. And then you have to know the definition of climate and environment. The final thing on your test that we talked about in class was latitude and longitude. Remember, we learned that latitudes and longitudes, those are the imaginary lines that are all over our world, our globe or a map. Latitudes are the flat ones, the ones that kind of go north and south. Longitudes are the curved ones that go east and west. And they're curved because our Earth is curved. It's a globe, so you can't really draw them straight. You have to draw them curved to show how the globe is curved as well. And why is latitude and longitude important? Remember the example we gave in class. If you were in a boat out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean and you broke down and you got on your radio and you called the Coast Guard and said, "Hey, Coast Guard, could you please pick me up?" If they said, "Hey, yeah, no problem, just tell us where you are." And you told them, "Well, I'm in the Pacific Ocean." If that's all you tell them, unfortunately, they're not going to find you because the Pacific Ocean is a huge body of water. So latitude and longitude is how cartographers, the people who make maps, that's how they can identify exact locations. Remember we practiced in class several times. We used the coordinates where you have, for example, 20 degrees north, 60 degrees east. And remember, on your test, what we're going to do is exactly what you did in class. I'm going to give you a little map, and I'm going to ask you to find certain coordinates on the map. And how, kind of like how we practiced in class, if you take your two pointer fingers, and if I said 20 degrees north, 60 degrees west or east, you would take one finger and find the 20 degrees north line, take your other finger and find the 60 degrees west or east line, and then just kind of follow the lines with your fingers until they intersect, until they cross, and that would tell you what you would find at that location. Now, on the test, it's going to be five questions about latitude and longitude. Some of the questions I will say, what would you find at, and I'm going to give you the coordinates, what would you find at 20 degrees north, 60 degrees east? And I'm also going to go backwards. I'm going to say, what are the coordinates of, for example, if I said Denver, Colorado? You would have to find Denver, Colorado on the map and give me those coordinates. So you're going to have to kind of go both ways. All right? Well, that's it. Hopefully it doesn't seem like a whole lot. You have, once again, four things from your notes: landform region, climate, environment, and then you have to tell me what the four kinds of landform regions are. Then you have five latitude and longitude questions. That's the first page of your test. The post-it notes, latitude and longitude. And the second page of your test is going to be the map, where you have to identify and locate where are the different continents and the oceans. All right? So that's it. Once again, don't panic. I don't want you to totally freak out and think that this is a huge test, but every year on this first test, even though it's probably the smallest one you're going to take this year, I have students who it's kind of obvious that they didn't study, and they put things on the map like Oklahoma, words that we never talked about, which kind of is a clue to me that they probably didn't take too much time looking over their notes and their map to study. So do really well on this. Take your time. Listen to this study cast again if you need to. Listen to it five or six times if you need to. Look at those notes, and I know you're going to do great. I'll see you in class. Thanks for listening.